Seven Foundations. First, God was and is complete in himself. He created everything that exists, and he created life. Everything he created was good. He initiated and still continues to communicate his love to his creation. God created us for his pleasure, and he deserves praise and honor and glory from all creation. This must start with us, as God works in us and through us. Since God is the giver of life, we can't even add a single breath to our life. Our working for God will only show our best effort, but God working in us and through us will show his effort as an almighty creator. Ultimately, we don't own anything. Rather, we are only stewards of what God has entrusted to us. If our love for God is genuine, then his working in us and through us will be natural, and it will show itself through every aspect of our life. In this way, the leading of God's Spirit will be a foundation in everything we do. Second foundation. The gospel is often presented as a sinning, Jesus dying for our sin, and us needing to believe and accept his offering of shed blood. But what does the gospel story look like if we step back from it? It seems that the story is more God-centered. God gave the first humans what was good. They chose to also know evil. He gave them life, yet their choice caused death. This also caused our relationship with God to be broken. We naturally still making the same choice. God, in his love for us, has offered to restore our relationship with him through a second birth that makes us a new creation. God offers complete restoration to life, but it's necessary to accept it from him as a gift. That is what God offers to everybody in this world. It is completely his work, and our response in faith allows us to inherit this new life. Third foundation. God manifests himself in various ways through which we can know about him. He manifests himself through all he has created. He also manifests himself through his Spirit directly, or in dreams and visions. God also manifests himself through his special messengers to us, which might be angels or other humans. God also manifests himself through the message of the Bible. And God also has revealed himself through the life of his Son, Jesus Christ. Fourth foundation. As we accept God's offer of new life, we become a part of a living organism. We become all equally functioning members of God's family, the body of Christ. Each of us individually receives nourishment through the ways that I've mentioned earlier, and in a very concrete way through the Bible, God's universal message to all people. Even though there is great virtue in learning from what others have learned, we should not substitute such learning from the biblical message to us individually. God intended for us to internalize his special message, and as we abide in him, to live out the principles we discover from his teaching. Everyone should engage personally with God's message. If we don't, we are mere puppets on a string directed by someone else's teaching. If we stop drawing nourishment regularly from God's message and are not abiding in him, living according to our human desires, we are in danger of designing our own idol, reshaping the God of creation to our own liking. Fifth foundation. As God works through us, we represent God to the world. And as we come alongside people, we offer them also his message. In these ways, we help them to discover who God is and how they can have a growing relationship with him. As we represent God, it is essential to build relationships with people, so that through those relationships, we might help those people embrace God. Sixth foundation. In that context, we are serving as facilitators, catalysts, mentors, and disciples. It is very important that we allow people to personally recognize the truth of God and consider it as valuable. Consequently, they can start embracing it within the context of their own worldview. In that way, God can lead them in life changes, giving them joy, hope, peace, and purpose. In our serving people, we must allow God to simply connect with them where they are, and they can grow to be like God. They in turn also will become his representatives. We should recognize that their most important engagement is with the Creator, and that our relationship with them is only part of the whole picture. As members of the body of Christ, each of us is unique and different, yet none more important than any other. We must recognize that all of us grow together and that we are accountable to each other. No one should suppose that such a relationship implies that no one leads, teaches, or trains. Yet, even leaders and trainers are still principally servants who equally need to be held accountable. Seventh foundation. We should recognize that God can and will lead the people. We should not force on people the customs or doctrine of any specific denomination, nor even a specific program or method. We need to come alongside as helpers and learn from those we serve. We should help the people to interact with God and the Bible in small increments, starting with good foundations that are relevant to the perspective of their worldview. We can also help them avoid those elements that might stunt their development. If we focus on assisting them, they will have the freedom to facilitate their progress at a rate they can manage. As they personally discover scriptural truth, they will learn how to reject wrong doctrine, syncretism, and dualism. In this way, God can build his fellowship among them.